Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio.
Your number one hit station.
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio. The For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yeah. It's the return of the wild style fashion. It's smashing hits, make it hard to adapt to this. Put pizzazz and jazz in this. The cash in this. Master this. Flash this. Make a clap to this. DJs throwing cuts and obey the crowd. Just pump the volume up and play it loud. Hip hop's embedded. Before I said I wouldn't let it, but me and the microphone is still magnetic. Straight off the top, I knew I'd be forced to rock. Dead floors are stocked, spots scorching hot. Open, I open, rocking my law seminars. Massage at the bar, smoking 10-hour cigars while I'm on meetings. With more vision than TVs, I find it easy catching diabetes and fly sweeties. Sit back and wait to hear slamming tracks. Rock a damn by popular demand, I'm back.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it's hot, you know it's deep. When you hear the sound from town to town, it's in the world renowned. And I rock with your city all year round.
It's on, you can swerve when it's heard in clubs. Thought patterns are played on Persian rugs. Equations are drawn up in paisley form. Micah stay warm, my flow is avion. Deep at the Nautilus, you stay dipped in raw style. From the shores of Long Island of the Panama Canal. Intellects picture some trends like a clothes designer. I'm in effect quicker than medicines in China. Split the mic open, fill it with something potent and going. And take a token, metal planes start floating. Hot signs are smoking, altitudes cause choking. Product is hypnotic, you're soaking and still smoking. Showing better scenes than grams of amphetamine. Plant skin means not forever fiend. Long as the mic is loud and the volume's pumping, I'ma move crowds of 2,000.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drops, you know it's easy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
My rhymes and lyrics find spirits like a seance. It's fat crayon. My writings display chaos. My plan is damaged. The diagram the way to damage. I take advantage and turn the crowd go bananas. What a rush. I hear cuts and I lust to touch. Microphones be clutched by the illustrious. Word spread I inherited. Many ways to say the unsaid. Born with 3/7 in my head. It's time no one can seem to blow your mind as far as this. To find you need philosophers and anthropologists. Astrologists. Professors from the smartest colleges. With knowledge of scholarships. Where I be dropping it. Some of the things that I know, over here your next Bible. When I die, go bury me in my notebook in Cairo. With the great God from Egypt manifest. With right rhymes, line with the stars, I come back to bless the mic.
I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round. I control the crowd, you know I hold it down. When it drop, you know it's jiggy when you hear the sound. From town to town, until it's world renowned. And I rock New York City all year round.
Oh, yeah. Rockin' my law, the microphone scene is back. You know what I mean? To death do us part. It's fun. Rockin'
my law.
Rockin' my law.
I listed it all in perspective. For all y'all enjoyment, a song y'all can step with. Y'all appointed me to bring rap justice, but I ain't 5-0, y'all know it's Nas, yo. Grey Goose and a whole lot of hydro only describe us as soldier survivors. Stay laced in the best, well dressed with finesse in the white tee, looking for white meat. Thug girl who fly and talk so nicely, put her in the coupe so she can feel the nice breeze. We can drive through the city, no doubt, but don't say my car's topless, say the titties is out. Newness, here's the anthem, put your hand up that you shoot with, count your loot with. Push the pool stick in your new crib, same hand that you hoop with. Swing around like you stupid, king of the town, yeah I been that. You know I click clack, where you and your men's at? Through the smurf, through the wop, baseball bat. Rooftop like we bringin' 88 back. They shootin'. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters, where them dimes at? They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. Where them gangsters at? Where them dimes at? This ain't rapping, this is street hop. Now get up off your ass like your seat pot. My live niggas lit up the reefer. Trunk of the car, we got the street sweeper. Don't start none, won't be none. No reason for your man to panic. You don't wanna see no ambulance. Knock a pimp's drink down in his pimp cup. That's the way you get Timberland up. Let the music diffuse all attention. Ball up convention, free admission. Hustlers, dealers, and killers can move swift. Girls get close, you can feel where the tools kept. All my just coming homies, parolee. Get money, leave the beef alone slowly. Get out my face, you people so phony. Pull out my waist, the eagle 440. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters, with them dimes at. They shooting. Oh, I made you look. You a slave to a page in my rhyme book. Getting big money, playboy, your time's up. With them gangsters at, with them dimes at. Niggas running, yo, my mood is real rude. I lay you out, show you what still do. Mobsters don't box my pump shot of blodges. Every invitation to fight your punk asses. Like Punch said, you ain't even in me class. Made batch, bins, backseat, TV plasma. Ladies looking for athletes or rappers. Whatever you choose, whatever you do, make sure he a thug and intelligent too. Like a real thoroughbred is. Show me love, let me feel how the head is. Females who's the sexiest. It's always the nastiest, and I like a little sassiness, a lot of class. Mommy reaching your bag, past the fifth, I'm a leader at last. This a don you with, my nines a spit, niggas lose consciousness.
Gather around, the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters because of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotable, they speak from my mouth, and no doubt. We rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out, to try to tackle such a problem is a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalist, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I'll be curing impure MCs, plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet penicillin, sit back and listen to your man. It's a fillet in the Renaissance. Rap, Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, the way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would own my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Dudes, niggas were dead from with me in the north. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make a cultic move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air. We be vast indeed, and if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. renaissance. It's just the renaissance. Cause it's the renaissance. It's the renaissance. Rap, it's rap, renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness. Witness what iris of this lame and he came, but I'm the royal highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool and wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the renaissance in stereo. It's the renaissance, renaissance, renaissance.
Yo, we back, y'all. It's Renaissance Poetry. I'm your host, Keith Eric, the Renaissance Poet. I'm so thankful to have everybody back with us. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all know what we've been through. You know what we're trying to get to tonight. We want to bring y'all the best energy. And so this is why we chose to come back now. We're ready to give y'all the type of show that you guys deserve, and we're so happy that you guys keep rocking with us. For anybody who is not familiar with Renaissance Poetry, let me just give you a little bit of the rundown. We want you guys to bring everything here. If you got vocals, we want you to bring that. You got your wordplay, your bars, you got your intellectual eroticism, you got your nasty shit, your best shit, bring it here. And when we say best shit, we're not talking about stuff that you need to say to impress us. We're not looking for that. We want you to bring whatever is your best shit tonight. Whatever's on your heart, whatever you know you're going to spit the best, whatever it is that you need to say a certain kind of way, and it's only going to come out that way tonight. That's your best shit. And that's what we want. Renaissance Poetry is a place for everybody to come. It's like a reunion every time we come through. Everybody is family. And we keep appreciating you guys rocking with us over and over again. And anybody who's listened to this show knows it don't take long to get to the collar. So we're going to go ahead and do what we do. Number one in the building, 240.
What's up, homie? How you feeling?
You know it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right if number one wasn't Joe. How you doing, homie?
I'm good, man. I'm good, brother. Can you hear me okay, sir?
Man, I hear you just fine, man. Just fine. Good to hear you at all, man. Much appreciated.
Yeah, hey, man. Appreciate that. Appreciate for being here, man.
Man, look. It took a minute, but we're here, bro. We appreciate you rocking with us.
Hey, man. My pleasure, man. It's an honor.
Indeed, indeed. Shout out to Kim on the event page, doing her thing. You know how she do.
Yeah, it's my sister, man. Love her, love her, love her, love her. What's up, Kim, brother?
Already, how you been, bro?
Man, up and down, man. You know, I can't lie. I've been up and down, man. But, you know, today's a good day.
Already. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I'm ready to hear some poetry, man. And I know you got it for me. I know you got it for me, so...
Yeah,
I'm excited. I'm about to press mute because the first mic is yours.
Aight. This is more than a pen. This is a statement. This is the ability to express how my day went. This is hold up. I didn't catch that. Wait a minute. This is the way to break through all the hatefulness. You wait for this feeling of calm after storm. You wait for someone else to justify your norm. And you can never wait or choose to be born. This is more than a pen. This is my bullhorn. This is my platform after being spat on. This is my speak fully despite the bullies. This is more than a pen. This is my fuel, see? I'm the one who allows or disavows any notion of trying to be better than thou. Any oceans whose waves can come over my bow. This is more than a pen, and it's been a while. It's been a while since I've written anything that makes sense, and my senses tell me this is more than a pen. I'm not one to just log into some newsworthy jargon, but while the truth is a bargain, the lies get the sales. This is more than a pen if it's lies that it spells, and mightier than a sword and an old wives' tale. You might even get bored with no wind in your sail. Oh, this is more than a pen, and it's been through hell. It's been in bedrooms and boardrooms. It hasn't been in the mushrooms. It's been trying on a suit dusted off by a wisp broom. This room and that room, ending up in back rooms and ending up in whack rooms. That's sad, but it's factual. This is more than a pen that's stuck in a vacuum or a vortex in your cortex where words hatch too soon. This is a pen that will be true to you. Right on. Right on. This is more than a pen that will do you no harm. This is more than a pen. Be aware and forewarned, for no ordinary men can wield a pen for the world. It's wonderful. I'm glad you're back. I'm humble for the things I lack. Rumble, though I fight with black. This ink spills chills, and I'm a maniac. Dark-hearted, dearly departed, rest in an urn, kind of hard to part with. I have a theory about cremation. That's kind of weird to start with. Does it mean you've been burned in hell? Or is it cheaper to keep you on the shelf? I mean, why spend the mint when the deceased was hell-bent? Program after program, time spent after time spent. Did you hear about that so-and-so who got out just to go back in? And we back him through family ties. We back pride and we back him, and he's back in. Cornered on the corner and he's back in. Mourner for the corner and he's back in. If heaven is a fix for you, please, black man, don't earn your earn. And add this facts in. The niceness of your vices won't get you in. The prices are not valid no matter what you spend. What you spend is your truth. You've always been, since your youth, conniving and convincing. Your lies are so gut-wrenching. Long list of a judge's sentencing. Hey, brother, you were interesting. Can your ashes hear me? Are you listening? Gilded glass urn shining and glistening. It's wonderful. I'm glad you're back. I'm humble for the things I lack. I'll rumble, though I'll fight with black. This ink spill chill, and I'm a maniac. It's my piece. Thank you.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about, man. You came out the gate with it. This is more than a pen. This is a statement. This is more than a pen. This is my bullhorn. Any oceans who waves like you're going in. The truth is a bargain. Lies get the sale. And then you went in and brought back the sale in the ocean. And I'm like, cold blooded. Yeah, boy, I missed that. This is a more than a pen. It's been through hell. Ended up in, you know, this one got me. Ended up in whack rooms. This is more than a pen in a vacuum. I definitely, that resonates with me. We be in some whack rooms sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But I need you to go and give me back. Give me back the stanza that we were talking about. We back him and he's back in, because you really saying some shit right there. I need you to go ahead and hit that for me one more again.
Okay. Did you hear about that so-and-so who got out just to go back in? We back him through family ties. We back him for family pride. And we back him and he's back in. Cornered on the corner and he's back in. Mourner for the corner and he's back in. If heaven is a fix for you, please, black men, don't earn your earn this facts in. That part.
Wow. Hell yeah. Especially the end. Don't earn your earn. Cold-blooded, man. The wordplay is crazy, man. But I miss hearing you spit, man. That's real talk, bro. Man, that's so nice to have you back on, man. Appreciate you coming through, brother.
Hey, thank you for providing the space, man. You know, much love and respect for everybody out there, man. Let's get it.
Indeed. We back, man. Appreciate you coming through, man. Hope you can stick around and hop on the event page and holler back at anybody hollering at you or holler out any other poets that you appreciate, man. As always, appreciate you coming through once again. Big Joe.
Oh, yeah. One final note, man. That this is more than the pen. That was a prompt from Brother Wallace. You know, the elder has spoken. Yeah, so, you know.
All right.
I get that doctrine again, man. So that's it. I definitely want to shout him out for that.
I appreciate that, man. That's real. Joe, real brother right there, man. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We appreciate Joe coming through. We got 937 in the building.
Hey.
Yo, how you doing? Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Adrian Simone, poet Sugar Brown.
Already, that's how we start tonight. We got Big Joe, and we got Adrian Simone following up. It's already cold. How you feeling tonight?
Where I will always be when the show is on. Nowhere else I will be. It was
already.
Missed. Energy. I'm already excited. Joe set it off. I'm ready. Let's go.
That's what's up. I'm ready too, man. Let me get my stuff together here because I know you're about to say some stuff. Let me get my stuff so I can try to recite some of this. All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The tenets of us. Recognition, elevation, vision, mutualism. I bathed in the sky, your breath moving across my skin like the creative forces of Ra. You made me your heaven, set clouds of moisture on my thighs with the moving of your hand down my spine. Told me my rain was yours and well your thunder, it was mine. I went to dance amongst the stars that twinkle in your eyes when your pupils dilate like portals and swallows me whole. I long to be engulfed in that vortex of undefinable energy that you are. Within your element, I deconstruct and reassemble, more content as myself. You never know how high you are soaring until something clips your wings mid-flight and you become afraid of heights, afraid of your weight falling through unmet possibilities, losing gravity, hurtling towards disappointment. It's the landing that determines if you live or die, if you love again or live your life in the why, try. Broken bones will mend, but broken spirits become afraid to fly. Your eyes were soft, gave me a comfortable landing, placed pillows around my heart like a padded cell so it could beat again. This time, I wouldn't hurt myself. No more head banging my skull against a hard wall for the lessons I endured. The past disrespect and disregard of my own greatness, I allowed the mismanagement of me far too long, the making of a soft behind. Upside down. How objects seen by the human eyes are perceived, so how can we learn to trust when even our own bodies lead with deceit? My heart needed receipts, and you even provide the carbon copy. No affection thieving, I'm still learning the art of receiving. And your giving is learning me, is digging up the doubtful parts of me at the roots so I can fill those holes with truth. The soil that trust should be planted in and is needed for flowers to bloom. I trust you. I hand you parts of me that are deemed my most esteemed, and you handle them properly, tenderly as you tend to me, bestowed an offering with a key labeled vulnerability. I've earned not to have to pick this lock. You handed me parts of you used to being put in a box. I see you seeing me. Retina and heart have no paradox, but parasites. Sometimes they confuse their leeching as reciprocity. They pass off their presence as a present when in reality there is no gift in feeding off the host. What we share is symbiosis, beautiful and mutual. We pour into each other's cups. The watering of each other is organically fruitful and crucial to our future. Finally, I understand the power of I got you. The court is no longer elusive. Exchange energy is only as good to your soul as the person that you choose is. In peace.
Damn. I'm talking to like Joe come through with the wordplay and you follow up with the wordplay. It is ridiculous. Let me go through some of these here. Man, when your pupils dilate like portals and swallow me whole. That line, that speaks to me just in a lot of ways. And then as you go down a little bit more, one of the things that really stuck out to me was when you said how we can learn to trust even when our bodies lead with deceit. My heart needed receipts, and you even provide the carbon copy. That line is ridiculous. You have so many lines in this piece. They pass off their presence as a present, while in reality, there is no gift in feeding off the host when you're talking about the leeches. And that line itself, parasites sometimes confuse their leeching as reciprocity. So many lines. And this is a cold-blooded piece. Man, I'm so happy to have you guys back. You guys are killing it already. Very nice piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Glad to be back. Hey, Kim. So, yeah, dope show. I'm looking forward to hearing everyone else.
Me too, man. I'm happy that everybody's here. We got a lot of people on the line, and they keep coming through, and they keep raising their hands, so I'm happy for that. Thank you for coming through again, spitting that solid piece. Definitely appreciate that. I don't even know what to say. Two dope poets coming through back-to-back. It's already a crazy show. Hopefully, you'll be able to continue to listen to the show the rest of the night and enjoy the event page. Again, shout out to Kim for handling that business. We much appreciate what she does. And thank you again for coming back.
My pleasure.
Already. Man, it's already a crazy night. We're going to go to the next caller here. We got 424 in the building.
Hello, my brother.
What's happening, man? Let everybody know who we have the pleasure of listening to tonight.
This is Anthony Arnold.
Already. How you been, man?
Been making it, man. Been making it. Doing the best I can do.
Already, man. That's all we can do, man. That's all we can do. So you had a birthday, man. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah. One more notch. We go around,
oh,
go around the sun one more time.
Hey, that's all we want, man. Just give me one more. Every year, give me one more.
Yes, sir.
All right. How have you enjoyed the show so far?
Man, people coming out hard. That's all I can say. They coming out hard.
Hey, MJG, they ain't not playing with it. Look, when you got Joe to start up the show, followed by Adrian Simone, y'all got to come with it. They've already set it off, man. You can't be playing coming behind them.
No, not even close. I done changed my piece three times.
Hey, you got to have some on deck. You know what I'm saying? You got to, because your energy might change during the show. You might be going like, oh, this is my best shit. I'm a spitting this right here. Somebody else come through with some shit. You're like, wait a minute. You know what? I'm going to go with this piece right here. You got to have it back.
Yeah, man, I'm listening, and I was going to go one way and not to say, oh, no, I can't do that. I got to go this way. Then you hear
it ain't a game.
You hear Mr. Moan, it's like, here we go.
Yeah, it's not a game, man. You better come with it, brother. And you always do, man. You got a plethora of poetry. You know, you spit a lot of stuff, man, a lot of different genres. Like, you caught me slipping the last time. Not the last time, but, you know, a few times back, man, you came through and caught me. You know, so So, yeah, man, you know, you're dynamic, brother, so looking forward to what you got. You know, I'm going to get out the way and let you do your thing, man, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. This is a piece called Fear of a Black Planet. What is it? Why are we hated so? Rights and lives taken with impunity by those in the seats of power and by some of us who don't care. Our history is shunned. Don't want some to feel bad. But what you fail to realize is we didn't write the history. Remember, we weren't allowed to read. We are not the people the Constitution spoke of. We were not equal by no imagination. And if you listen to some today, we still are. You burned or took everything we had, cities and towns. We didn't need you. We had. It was the fear of a black planet. Karma finally catches up with everyone, and it's catching up now. For the acts taken before and the lives lost. Fear of a black planet. And that's that piece.
Brother, like always, man, you come through with those types of things going on with us. You know, like, what is the motivator for you to write this piece here?
This piece, I was actually, of course, listening to P.E.
Okay, Public Enemy.
And I was looking at something on Twitter. And this kind of popped up in my head, and I just started jotting stuff down. And when I finished, this was what came out. This was the second of three different versions of this piece, and this was the one that I was most satisfied with. So this was the one
okay.
I put out.
Your best shit. That's what I'm talking about. Already, man. Good to hear you coming through once again, brother, man. And when we do this show again, hope that you can make it through. I also hope that you can continue to listen to the rest of the show tonight, man, because we try to run it through the whole night.
Yeah, you know I wouldn't go miss this one.
Hey, man, it's much appreciated. You guys keep rocking with us.
Miss this one.
Indeed, man.
And
that means a lot.
Shout out to my family, Kim, on the event page.
Already. A bunch of free
I'll figure out.
Indeed, man. Appreciate that. And like I said, man, you guys keep rocking with us. It's been 5 months, and y'all still show up, man. So we appreciate y'all. Real talk.
Family looks out for family.
Indeed. Catch you next time, brother. See you on the event page.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, that's my boy Anthony Arnold coming through. So we're going to go to the next caller here. We have 713 in the building.
Hey, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening? Let everybody know who we have on the mic.
We got Sir Lawrence.
Already. Hey, man, I see you out there doing your thing.
Yeah, you know, trying, you know, culinary artists and stuff.
Yeah, see you out on them stages, man. That's what's up, man.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That Houston trip was nice.
Oh, I bet. Houston's nice, man.
Big, big. And the Great Beards are coming back, man. New show in development right now. We're looking at August, probably.
All right, that's what's up, man.
Exact date.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I got enough gray in my beard, man, but I wouldn't mind, you know, hopping on the stage with y'all one good time.
Dig that. Dig that. But, yeah, we're getting ready to lay it out, man. The other tour was real successful, so we're looking to do it again.
That's what's up, man. I'm happy for you brothers, man, doing your thing like that.
Appreciate that, man, for real, though.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed.
And the same to you guys on here, too.
Yeah, man. We're happy to be back. You know, energy was good. You know, it was time. It was time, man. We're glad that you guys are back to rock with us.
Exactly. It was definitely time, too. You know, but I had already had y'all on speed dial.
Already. You always showed up, man. So that's what's up, man.
Mm-hmm.
Dig. I know you came to do your thing, man, so they ain't going to hold you up like that. So I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours.
The subject verb, peace, be still me, reaching deep in my chest. Here we are. Once again, a toast to occupying the place, providing the space where answers to having senses calculated five times that we are anatomically. The very sight of you started this process. Hearing patterns of your footfalls in my memory got me leaning in closer so the message delivered will be uncut. As I breathe you in, noticing your fragrance didn't override your freshness. Taking in another breath of you, I counted the many ways I could kiss you. Closing both eyes, the universe was one as our constitution created a solution to this simple reverberation of, do you want to fool around, Sir Lawrence?
See, I try to come back and do a show, and you come on here with this. That's how you come through with it, man. This dude's saying, your fragrance didn't override your freshness. I'm done.
Hey.
I can't even play with you tonight. No, the piece came out right. Like, I like this piece not because it's the piece be still. And you saying reaching in my chest once again, a toast to the space, to the place occupying this space. And then you got to take it left. The very side of you started this process. I knew he's gonna take it.
See?
The message delivered will be uncut. And I'm like, okay.
Uncut.
Okay, you know, I see what he's doing. But then, brother, why you got to say your fragrance didn't override your freshness? I'm done with you tonight, brother. I can't even play with you tonight.
Right on. Right on, man. Hey, you know what? I'm over there. But ain't but one thing be the fresh body, man. Ain't but one.
Hey, and it was overstood in the poem. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying
come
right
on,
now.
Come on, man.
Out of line, brother. You was out of line. Oh, snap.
Right on.
See, that's what salons do, man. You know what I'm saying? Like every time you come through, your poem be short. But you be saying some shit, man, I got to call you out on. Like every time. You got a little line in it, I'll be like, really, brother? Really, that's what we doing.
All right.
Hey.
You know, so tell William Washington I said what's up, man.
Right up.
Oh, snap, boy, y'all wild, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. I really missed y'all. And happy y'all came back, man, and did your thing with us.
Dig, man. We glad y'all back too, man, for real.
Already. I see, man, because y'all coming with that energy we need right back from y'all. So that's what's up, man. I know Kim on the event page tripping. I got to go see what she got to say. But, yeah,
yeah,
man,
Kim,
appreciate
that,
you coming
yeah, that's
through.
That's my buddy over there. Kim be there. She be there.
Yeah, Kim be there with it, man. But, yeah, I appreciate you coming through once again, man. We're going to try to keep this up.
Yes, sir.
And do it again in a couple of weeks. So appreciate you coming through. Hope you can stick around for the rest of the show. And I see y'all doing your thing on the event page. We hope y'all, you know, you keep it live for us and keep talking
keeping
to each other on that event page and cheering each other on. And I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller, man. I appreciate you once again coming through.
All right. Peace.
Already. Sir Lawrence coming through doing what he do. We'll go ahead and go to the next caller here. We got 506 in the building.
Hello. This is Lady A. Andrea.
Lady A, how you been?
Good. How are you? So great to hear you.
Yeah. Much better. You know, happy to be back. Happy to hear you guys on the show. The poetry has been amazing. The energy has been great. It's what we missed the most. So, you know, glad to have you guys back with us as well.
Well, it's great hearing your voice, and I'm glad that you are back, and you can see how much other people have missed you too. So it is great. So,
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I wrote a poem, well, this is relatively new, I guess, this, in the last 6 months. It's a love poem. Would you like to hear a love poem?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I know it's your best shit tonight because you're in the mood for it. I can already tell, so I'm ready. So,
all right.
I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This is called Our Tapestry. Like a whisper in my ear, words of love caress my fear. They render me complete, soothe all that has been bittersweet. Letters strung to form bouquets of pictures etched with each phrase. Lovely words sown in a song speak memories of love now gone. Under the moon, its fullness bright, you brush my hair in the silvery light. Your voice rings sweetness in my ear, resounds, I love you. From memories clear. Our lips remember their embrace, your love I feel laying face to face, your body skin to skin with mine. Shall I speak as comings of holding hearts? I carry yours, never to part. Two hands lift your name to the moon, where we hear songs of loons. Fitting like a cog or glove into each other with one love. Silver shines like a crown for king and queen on a bed of eiderdown. Under the moon, a delicate breeze, the scent of cologne is conjured with ease. It's then I feel your hand caress my back with knowing, artful finesse. If I imagine long enough, I smell your musk, I feel your touch. You are here, for you I long. No words created can convey our love and memories, our tapestry. Your heart will tell you without words if love cuts deep like a lover's sword. Dance your dance with bodies in sync. Let lips kiss with lover's ink. Sing your song without the words written for us, our love words. The rain begins to fall, to pour, dampen to my very core. Life ruins my dreams of you, broken. I'm dappled gray and blue. Memory remains alive with fire. time nor space can quench my desire. I'm owned by you, and you by me. End poem.
Ooh, that was deep. Give me that last stanza back real quick.
The last verse?
Yeah, the last verse.
The rain begins to fall, to pour, dampen to my very core. Life ruins my dreams of you, broken. I am dappled gray and blue. Memories remain alive with fire. Time nor space can quench my desire. I'm owned by you and you by me.
That is, that's a deep, deep ending there. Life ruins my dreams of you. Man, that is deep. And then you're saying that the memories of the fire remain alive. That, just the how that all goes there, the way you ended it, is very, very strong. But going through the rest of the piece here, you have visual words. I love how you use your words to create images. And your voice is sweetness in my ear. Our lips remember our embrace. And you say, two hands lift your name to the moon. Instantly, you know, I can see that. That's a beautiful image. And you say, under the moon, a tender breeze, I feel your hands caress my back with artful caress. You have a way of just creating the image, and you can easily see what's going on. And I just love the way that you do that. I appreciate you coming through and sharing
with
us tonight.
Great comment. I really appreciate it very much. Thank you so much.
Indeed, indeed. I always appreciate you coming through, lady.
Merci beaucoup, monsieur.
Already. All right, so we can go ahead and go to the next caller. I think we can get another one in before we go to host Spit. And again, we appreciate you guys coming through.
Thank you.
Already. For the next caller, we got 540 in the building.
Well, hello, hello, hello.
Well, hello. Let everybody know who we have on the mic tonight.
This is Mimi. How is everybody tonight?
Doing great. Glad to have you back on the show. Been a minute inside of a minute.
Yes. I am so thrilled you are back, like I even wrote for you. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. We got the exclusive on the that's what you don't say, like, when we don't do a show, and we had our, you know, obviously had our reason, and the genuine, you know, energy comes through when people just get excited and write. And I hear so much about people like, I got this poem I wrote because I knew y'all was coming back. And that makes me feel great because that's what the platform is for, to inspire. And now you got me all excited because, you know, you got some exclusive stuff.
Well, you definitely did that.
You know what I'm saying? Let me like this. This is like quick over here. Let me win out on me.
Yeah, and this one's a little different for me. So, yeah.
Wait a minute. You ain't about to do this to me again. I'm going to be ready. Let me take a sip of this Casamigos. Because you had me last time. You had me last time you came through with something that ain't you.
I'm not going to shock you tonight. I'm not.
Okay.
It's a little different for me because I'm not rhyming, for one. And you know rhyming is my thing. So I'm not rhyming in this
week. Right, right.
But this one is, in a world of freaks, this one celebrates my vanilla. So let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Already. Well, I'm about to press mute. Mic is yours.
This poem is titled Vanilla. I will not apologize for my soft. Will not be shamed for wanting to be held rather than handled, for needing you to know that touching me and fingering me, those are two different things. Bear in mind that I'm a woman, and goddamn it, I'm sensitive about my clit. Do not ask me about a menage a trois. I am selfish. And kissing is the only thing I feel comfortable doing in French. Need you to understand that my hair is the kinkiest part of me. I prefer that you be the reason my body language will never require a safe word. I want my name to be as comfortable in your mouth as my body is in your bed. Can you understand that there are times when bitch ain't sexy, even if you throw the word sexy in front of it? Need you to know that bondage isn't the only form of sexual freedom, that my pleasure need not be a victim to your ego, because I have role played more times than you will ever know, have had to pretend to be something I'm not, and by that I mean satisfied. So yeah, I need this act to be more than just good theater, because you be acting like the sex is dull if the pain ain't sharp, like there's no other way to stay in this abandon, like the only way for you to come hard is for me to bruise easy. I need you to find ways to take my breath away without putting your hand around my throat. Can you take your time with me? Be the slow burn that makes my legs spread like wildfire, drop to my knees and worship, sing hymns to your blessings, turn me missionary so you can feel me, bring you closer to God, catch the rhythm of your Holy Ghost like you and me and this bed just became the Trinity, put every last inch of your faith in me, like you trying to prove that creating a new religion never gets old. See, beating it up has never made my love come down. You got to leave me feeling uplifted instead. Anything less gets nothing more than a passing glance. You can look, but you can't touch, because not all sisters want their softness treated rough. And that's Vanilla Sex Track.
You better motherfucking spit. That's bad luck. You went the fuck in on this one here. Oh, damn. Yo, you did, the metaphors were there. You didn't have to rhyme.
Thank
the
you.
Metaphors, like, you did that in this piece.
That.
I'm going to need you to give me back because you went off. I need you to go and give me back. There's so many pieces there. Shit. I need the one. I'm going to need this one first because I was trying to write it, but then you were saying something else.
Okay.
The only way for you to come hard is what? Give me that one.
It's here. Because you be acting like the sex is dull if the pain ain't sharp. Like there's no other way to stay in this abandon. Like the only way for you to come hard is for me to bruise easy.
Damn. Because like you started it off and you were saying, I need this act to be more than just good theater. Then you say all of that. So I'm like, damn. But the first stanza, I knew you was about to go off. I would not apologize for wanting to be held and not hammered. I'm sensitive
yep.
about my clit. I'm like, oh, she's about to do it. She's about to do it. I want my name to be as comfortable in your mouth as in your bed. I said, she's about to do
Dylan.
It. But you went ahead and went off the ledge, and I needed one more again. The stanza where you said, be the slow burn that makes my legs spread like wildfire. I need that whole one back. I need you to go off one more time.
Okay. Find ways to take my breath away without putting your hand around my throat. Can you take your time with me? Be the slow burn that makes my legs spread like wildfire. Drop to my knees and worship. Sing hymns to your blessings. Turn me missionary so you can feel me bring you closer to God. Catch the rhythm of your Holy Ghost like you and me and this bed just became the Trinity.
Yeah. So what show you spitting that at? Like you doing that live somewhere. I know, right?
I'm working to memorize it, but I've never spit it before. This is the first. I just, you know, yeah.
This is the first look here.
This is the very first
and get this
ever.
To memory. I need to go ahead and get commit
ever.
This to memory. Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Commit this one
it
to memory because
be,
this
yes,
is
sir.
Cold. And
thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, this is cold. This is cold. Look,
appreciate
I'm sitting here. The whole lineup tonight, from
Fine,
all the way
right.
we getting
we
ready to do host.
You, man. We missed you. That's why.
Look, y'all came through. I had Joe come through. Agent Simone come through. Anthony Autumn come through. I mean, just back to back to back to back to back to back. Y'all killing it. And we missed y'all just like y'all missed us. I'm telling you, we needed this energy. I'm so glad you guys came through. And we definitely appreciate what you guys did tonight.
This is what happens when you leave us for a while. This is what happens when you leave us for a while. We missed you.
Well, you know what? I ain't mad at it. We had to do what we had to do, but,
yep.
Man, this is love. And like I said, it's like a reunion every time we do the show, man. And y'all,
yep.
Y'all come through. Y'all come through for it. All right. We appreciate you coming through. Hopefully in a couple of weeks you come through again. If not, if you come through and listen, we appreciate that as well. It's all
always,
love.
Always here. Always. Y'all have a good one. I'll be listening.
All right. That was Miss Melissa Ellis, Mimi coming through with the spit. We're going to go ahead and go to the break, the refresh break, which means you guys can do what you need to do. You can refresh your drink, take your little break or whatever. We got a couple songs that we hope you appreciate. And then we're going to come back with Host Spit. And then the next caller that we have after Host Spit, the area code starts with 707. There it is. This is Renaissance Poetry. We'll be right back.
I can tell you my problems, meditating my silence. But I keep pushing my pen, rotating my stylus. Brokenness feeling like sin, now no crap, low dollar. Used to be left on red, now all the girls go holler. Now all the girls go baller. All the fake friends gon' pile up. I need peace to borrow, get at you right back tomorrow. Somehow all the fans go bravo. Smile so much to hide my sorrows. Face is shaky and bravado. Couple things I show, couple things I don't. I can tell you my problems, I can tell you my sins. I can tell you my problems, I'm uncomfortable in my skin. I'm uncomfortable with my ends, I'm uncomfortable with my friends. I'm uncomfortable with my drinking, I'm uncomfortable with my thinking. I'm uncomfortable with my ways, I'm uncomfortable with this face. I'm uncomfortable on good days, I'm uncomfortable on bad days. I'm uncomfortable with my soul, I'm uncomfortable with my heart. I'm uncomfortable with myself, I'm uncomfortable with my art. I'm uncomfortable with my thoughts, I'm uncomfortable with my feelings. And sadly, I'm uncomfortable with healing.
Ask me how I black like you. Ooh, just like you are, I take it black like you. Baby, I take it black like you. Baby, I take it black like you. I've been for a minute, baby. Sentimental for your sun and shade. Oh my God, you drive me crazy. Girl, tell me where you come from. Let me hear your words. If we can make some new life with our love and make them black like you.
Is Lazarus. I mean, how she keeps bringing me back to back, my back bends in ways I never expected. My stroke brings her to the nexus like we never ended. Her orgasms are ever connected. Her grip is never neglected until she bested. Snatched my seed, bringing me to the brink of death. And soon, as I felt I had nothing left, well, she's the Lazarus. Gotta be blasphemous how she raised me, not on the third day, but maybe the third leg. For the third time today, we keep running these rounds over and over again. Of course, she runs an excellent third leg. She was a track star. So she has those thick track legs, perfect for the curve. And her curves run like rivers, waterfalls, the Nile comes to mind. Never mind that when her water falls, it comes to mind. We combust at the same time. I find it hard to deny how it's like a rebirth. Death is so complex, yet manifestation during orgasm is like creating new life at its apex, with the explosion of galaxies, stars in her eyes, named after me. New life in her because she put life in me. New life in her heart, also named after me. Granted, we speak and metaphors and similes and so many things sexually. However, she is literally Lazarus to me. For my soul, for my replenished energy, fountain of youth. Benjamin Button has nothing on me, nothing on her. Everything about her is beautiful to me. Just being around her changed me. I don't recognize me in photos from 2003. It looks like an old me. I'm brand new. I don't even have to act brand new. We walk with hands locked like Bantu. Our banter brings forth laughter more strenuous than ad machines. Her presence genuinely brings forth the best version of me. I'm not even ashamed to be seen happy. A black man free to smile, free to be beguiled. No deception, no Decepticon, no concern as we go fast, like it's the Autobahn. We move at the speed of light. Because our growth was light. No baggage, no fare to pay, just fair play. And every time we lay, either to make love or sleep, it's like waking up brand new the next day. Hear me when I say at the end, amen, because she is the Lazarus. And with her, I live to die again. Renaissance. And we're back. You know what's up. It's Host Spin. I got to bring in the host with the most.
Kim Brother the Hurricane. What's happening, sis?
What's going on, my brother? What's going on, Renaissance family? It's a reunion up and through here, okay? A reunion Yes. First and foremost, I got to give a shout out from the top. Joe came in, opened it up wide. Here come Adrian Simone. Like, everybody came through. I love when you could feel the energy of being missed. We miss y'all just as much, and we so appreciate you coming through and letting us know through your ink. Sir Lawrence, I hear you talking slick. Melissa Ellis
slick.
Said, listen, Melissa Ellis said, what the fuck? She said, okay. What she said with her own chest. And you said,
everybody who came through meant that shit. They meant that shit tonight. Everybody.
Yes, they did. And you, sir, you know we're not letting
you. We ain't talking about me. We ain't talking about me.
No, we're going to talk about you.
Hold on, we
weren't
talking about me.
No, because you're going to give me back some lines, brother. You're going to give me back some lines. You're going to give me that line. You're going to give me them lines back when you talk about the third leg on the third day. Yeah, let me, I just need y'all to hear this wordplay. It's so clever. Please give me that back.
You ain't right back. All right. She is the Lazarus. Gotta be blasphemous how she raised me. Not on the third day, but maybe the third leg. But the third time today, we keep running these rounds over and over again. Of course, she runs an excellent third leg. She was a track star. She has those thick track legs, perfect for the curves.
See what I'm saying, y'all? We're not going to just skip past all that. He's talking about the wing, talking about him. We ain't skipping past none of that. Then, the line with the whole hands locked like Bantu. Please, yo, please. I got to hear that. That line right there, just the imagery in it, go on and give it back and let them feel it again.
They got to feel that one again.
I'm sorry. They got to feel that one again.
All right. Just being around her changed me. I don't recognize me in photos from 2003. Looks like an old me. I'm brand new. Don't even have to act brand new. We walk around with hands locked like bad too.
Come on now. Let me tell y'all something. That kind of love where you can stare back at the old you because the new you is manifesting through the energy that you experience with this being. And y'all, do you understand what it means to walk with hands locked like Bantu? I'm about to throw this phone.
Well, if you throw it, go pick it up because you about to spit and shut it down. So I ain't going to let you do that. If you throw it, go get it. Pick it up because you about to spit and shut it down. Ain't nobody going to remember me after that. When the hurricane come through, ain't nobody going to remember that. I've already resigned myself to that. I already know.
Don't do me like that.
I'm just being honest. That's why I spit first. I'm trying to get out the way. Because, look, you want to get out the way of the hurricane, is all I'm saying. You got to get out the way of the hurricane. Hurricane coming, they say, take shelter. So I speak first, and I take shelter. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm. We hear what you
talk. Speaking of shelter, we're going to batten down the hatches.
I'm telling
y'all to get your sandbags because the flood is coming. She's about
this
to come through
right
here.
I can't.
It just ruined everything that I thought I might have just did. That's all I'm saying. So
he never lets
you know what's
live.
Up, Kim. You already know.
He never lets me live.
I'm trying to live. That's why I'm trying to get out the way. You can't stand in the eye of the hurricane and think you're gonna survive.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tell people to get the sandbags. That's why I get out the way.
We hear you. Now let me see if I can live up to it.
Now look at her trying to be modest.
You know
what's the rise? Yeah, take off the blonde wig. Take off the blonde wig. We ain't finna play. Look at it, acting all extra modest.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Putting all this pressure on the system. Pressure.
Look, the pressure is in the system. That's a hurricane. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. It's pressure.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. We see
so
how
I'm finna press
do.
Mute. Mic is Go. Yours, hurricane.
All right. This feels so good to be loved by you. Makes me feel so foolish on how I used to run ahead of you and around you and away from you when you would call on me. See, I'm stubborn that way, but you already knew that, yet still you give me free will. No manipulation, no condemnation, just embracing this journey to here. Right here where many would fear to bear it all, to bear witness to the most raw and unflattering images that would never make the cut to become a selfie. But see, that's where you were glorious enough to start. Right in the middle of what some had written off and labeled a mess, you branded me your testimony, your work. Art, but never a project, just a vessel to profess in journal steps that stuttered, filled mental hallways with clutter along the clumsy cadence that came with falling into puddles and quicksand. As I traverse through this foreign land, experiencing what is and what isn't, and many times I've fallen, cracked my shell, demanded your heaven while I was full of my hell, felt defeated in every atom and cell of my body. I cried bodies of water and watched them pour perseverance into my parts, perceptions, praying greener grass would grow, each molecule holding the reflection of scenes where I almost gave up, almost gave into the waves that wanted to wash me away, almost believed in the winds that rose from the rows of lungs and throats, inhaling smoke and then blowing the toxins on my name. I'd be a liar if I told you that it didn't burn a little. I'd be a liar if I told you that returning to the same fiery inflame didn't whisper to darkness upon my name. But there was something about the way you moved in my solitude that helped me closer than teeth and tongue when enunciating words with the TH sound. And it was there that I experienced the into-me sea of you, waiting for me patiently, purposefully, power polished and positioned in the clear of my ego, so ain't no tripping here, just walls and falling and layers stripping here. And it feels so good just to be loved by you, because it is where the best of me begins, right at the altar of what you offer, with nothing and no one worth the barter. Sometimes I read these feeds and my mind begins seeking departure, and I have to be reminded of how you are the best-selling author, no matter who or what tries to alter that truth. So whenever they hear me or read me, you're going to get your shine. You're going to get your time. See, it's the very reason you gifted mine. And it feels so good. And peace.
See what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? Look, the way you started off this piece, how you going to sound like Running Across My Mind by Jill Scott? Give me the stanza one more again. Give me the stanza one more again, because I'm hearing her walking out of the room, into the room. Like, give me that stanza one more again.
All right.
It feels so good just to be loved by you. Makes me feel so foolish on how I used to run ahead of you and around you and away from you whenever you would call on me. But see, I'm stubborn that way. But you already knew that, yet still you gave me free will.
So I'm saying how you did that, because it comes with that same energy that she came with. But you talking about God. You see how cold-blooded that is? You see how cold-blooded that is?
Give me the praise.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Jessica. Even though that's not the appropriate, because what he say after that? Now,
oh
my
God!
Know how you feel about? I ain't finna do it. But yeah, for real though, you came with it. You came with it. And the clumsy cadence line. Give me the clumsy cadence line one more time.
The clumsy. Hate it. Oh, okay. Okay. Here we go. That's where you were glorious enough to start. Right in the middle of what some had written off and labeled a mess, you branded me your testimony, your work of art. But never a project, just a vessel to profess in journal steps that stuttered, filled mental hallways with clutter, along with the clumsy cadence that came with falling into puddles and quicksand as I traversed through this foreign land, experiencing what is and what isn't.
Look here. The way that you lined this whole piece up and gave love to the Creator is just the most clever way to do it. And you came off the type of love and relationship that people are looking for, but you talk about the Creator. That's dope how you did that. I just got to shout you out for that. You did your thing.
Listen, I appreciate it, man, because, coming back to Renaissance poetry, everybody knows what we've been through, and that's a place that is at the core of me, and that's the only place that I can go back to help replenish me enough to come back and do what we do. Because we went through a lot. We went through a lot to get here, and I appreciate that y'all rolled this out with us, that y'all understood, because that was a long time, but I really appreciate the fact that y'all were able to embrace us coming back. And much love to y'all. We appreciate y'all. We couldn't do it without y'all.
That's real. And the organicness, I'm going to be honest. Being worried about whole spit and how it goes, and here we are at absolute fools. So you know what, we back. I like it, say, because I did not expect to act a fool right now. I thought a little whole spit would be back. She with us. She making sure we good. That's what it is. She making sure we good. I didn't think I was gonna do the do, but you know what, it was appropriate.
Hey, listen. That's that energy. Listen, energy never dies. We have these bodies to traverse around earth, but energy never dies. Our sister is yet an ancestor above us, watching over us, still showing us love, making sure everything is going right on another frequency. We love you, sis.
All right. And that's what's up. That's what's up. So I appreciate you, Kev, coming through and taking care of the event page like you always do, showing love to everybody and doing your thing. I don't appreciate how you just wash away, what I did with your poetry. But it is
whatever.
What it is. I think I used to it.
Whatever.
That's all I'm saying.
Whatever. They're going to be locked on that piece like Bantu, brother. I'm using that line.
Like Martin said, float on. You're going to float on over to the event page because we already know that my shit is flooded and buried and it's under the water. So I ain't worried. It's all good.
It's all love. Hey, they wouldn't expect us to do it any other way, right? They came through with the heat.
Indeed.
We got to do the same.
Indeed. Got to. Wouldn't be right.
All right.
That's my sister Kim, the Hurricane, doing her thing on the event page. Appreciate y'all for listening, letting us blow off a little steam on the host spit here. So we're going to go ahead and do what we normally do, go back to the next caller here. We're going to go ahead and pick up 707 on the mic.
Blowing off a little steam? Well, shit. Y'all did more than that. How you doing?
Hey, you know, it's been a long time. You know, we had to.
No complaints. I'm enjoying. I've missed you guys, like, for real.
We missed y'all, too. It's been crazy.
Man.
Oh, man.
Well, welcome back.
Indeed. Good to hear your voice.
I love y'all's pieces.
Yeah. You know, we try to do a little something. We gotta keep up with y'all. Because y'all come through with the realness, and we can't come through with some whack shit after y'all spit like y'all do. We got to come through with the realness, too.
As you say, bring your best shit. But we try.
We better. I mean, how's it going to look if we come through with some whack-ass shit? We say, bring your best shit.
Right.
We out here terrible.
Right.
We got to do what we do. It's not a game. We want y'all to feel like we serious about it, too. You know, we're not just up here trying to, you know, just happy to hear our own voices. And we also get inspired by y'all.
Inspired by you guys as well.
Most definitely. Absolutely. And yeah, it's been a while. We're glad that you guys made it through. And, you know, I know you got something for us, so I'm going to let you do your thing. But before that, let everybody know who we have on the mic.
My name is Miss Lisa. I am the kids' favorite parent educator. How y'all doing?
Really? That's the intro. Okay. She's showing up.
Okay. My
I was about to say. I'm not even gonna say that.
I'm Lily. Hi. How y'all doing? Okay.
Yeah. It's Lily misbehaving. She doing her thing. But yeah. We appreciate you coming back to the show, as always, man. You've been family. You've always been supportive. And, you know, you're a dope poet, so we look forward to what you got tonight.
Sure.
We'll press you.
Sure.
Mike is yours.
Sure. Okay, so I don't know. I did some writing. I tried to do some writing for National Poetry Month. So what sounds okay to you? Five on deck or next?
What are they again? Five on deck and what?
Five on deck or next?
Ooh, I'm scared of five on deck. Don't give me five on deck.
Okay.
Okay. I'm scared of five on deck, but go on, get some.
Don't be scared, third leg. Don't be scared.
Oh, shit.
So the prompt was, to write a poem incorporating the famous slogan like have it your way or when you're here, your family. So this is titled Five on Deck.
All right. Well, we'll press mute. Mike is yours.
Ladies, are you tired of same-o with that unmatrimonial, non-monogamous, can't keep his peen in his pants man? You've given your heart to the brother just for him to be loving on others? And he's not going to change because for every one man, there are approximately 20 or so other women that he could choose from vying for his affection. What do you do when his erection is not solely yours? Don't cry, sis. Don't fight those other women because he is the problem. But what you can do is get your ouster ready. Five on deck, five on hold. It's not a famous slogan, but we're going to make it one. Originated by my bestie, Darkest, whenever a man is cutting up, we simply go to his replacement. No more stressing about where he is or who he's doing. Just let someone else do the pursuing. It doesn't mean that you're fucking another, unless you want to, I mean. That's your pussy. The last thing I'll do is police it. You don't have to give your booty a party to every fucking body. Just know that you have options. When your option isn't making you a priority, we're not going to sit home by the phone and wait for a call we may never get. Don't fuss or fret. It's a must that you look out for your star player because your time is most valuable. Time is of the essence, and we will no longer waste it on nonsense. That goes for the LGBTQ community, too. If your girl is into other girls and she thinks that the world is her oyster or it revolves around her, don't chase her. Replace her ass. Five on deck. If dude is complaining about how fat you are, let his replacement have a play date with your fat ass. Bust it open one time or six. Because if your man don't like it, your backup plan will. Back that thing up on him. If the man you wasted years with hasn't committed himself to you, expand your horizons. Get to someone out of the country if you have to. Fill that passport with stamps. Your right hand with a ring. Get that last name changed and fill your belly with babies. If your dude won't introduce you to his family, I bet that other one will. And make your matrimonial dreams come true. Go get your goat and throw that ass in a circle for your husband. We will not be pussy popping for y'all's punk asses no more. We will get what we want, period. Some men, don't get so full of yourself that you think your dick will keep us in line and waiting. All we will do is go through our roster and do it moving. So stop playing. Namaste.
I am done.
I'm done. Oh, my gosh. You did not hit me with the 1950s commercial ad voice. Like,
oh, my. Oh, shit.
Oh, and then all of these lines, like, how, I mean, you said this was a prop?
Yeah.
This is a prop?
Yeah.
You went the hell off on this prop. What? I mean, all of these lines. It's not a famous slogan, but we're going to make it one. Organized by my bestie, darkest, whatever a man is cutting up, we simply go to his replacement. No more stressing about where he is or who he's doing. Just let someone else do it for somebody. I mean, you were going the fuck in this whole piece. And I'm like, how are you maintaining this voice without, like, breaking character? Like, this shit is ridiculous.
Because I have five different personalities. And all of them are crazy as fuck.
You know what? And then I got the, I need some help. I'm going to need some help. So this shit's ridiculous. I need some help.
Yo, see, you know, Lele, let me just tell you, she is the queen of, like, the most clever approaches to her poetry. Like, she goes outside the box all the time. But what's so funny, the inside story on the five on deck. Yo,
right. It's a true story.
That's what makes it so funny. I mean, everything you said about, you know, if your man don't like it, your backup player will. And what was the line you said about time is of the essence and we will no longer waste it on nonsense? I know that's motherfucking right. Ain't nobody got time to be playing.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God.
Look here. Not only did she say that. Not only did she say that. She said, fill that passport with stamps, your right hand with a ring, get that last name changed, and fill your belly with babies.
Yo. She went off. Do you hear me?
True.
Out of line.
That commercial ad voice
is what got me, though. All
out.
I saw was like the 1950s cartoon commercial. That's all I saw was the 1950s cartoon commercial with the lady with the yellow dishwasher gloves and shit. Like,
yes.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, my God.
And
no,
I told my bestie, too. I told her I'm going to make her famous. And a matter of fact, there's a few poets saying that five on deck line. So
yeah.
Well, look at you.
You did that, Lee. That was dope. I love it.
That's
so clever.
I just asked permission to use it.
I'm just saying, it was clever though. That was mad clever, and the message, you know, you already know, you did that. I love it, love it, love it.
Thank you.
Love you, sis.
Love you too.
Already, look, this show has been, it's been crazy, man. Some of the best poetry coming through tonight, and, you know, absolutely been beautiful. We appreciate you coming through, Lily, and spending the time with us. So we have what looks like one more caller. And so this is what we're going to do. We got a little time. If people want to spit, we don't normally get an opportunity to do any kind of, you know, bringing it back where everybody can spit. We don't do a lot of that cipher stuff. But we might be able to do that. So if you're interested in spitting one more time, hit me up and let me know. And, you know, we'll get you guys together. You can go ahead and go to the last caller here. We got 346 in the building.
Good evening. This is Subliminal.
Yo, how you been? Been a long time.
Good. First things first, it's been a phenomenal show. Welcome back. Kim Burrell, you brought me here. I'm just going to say that. But I got to hear some of my she-roes, my she-poets. Yes, I call them she-poets. Just me, the hurricane. Oh, and that damn Lily.
Mm-hmm. Look, they all went in. They all went in. Like, everybody did their thing tonight.
They always make you laugh. One of my team poets.
Already. So you've listened to this entire show, or majority of it. What have you appreciated from the show outside of your she roles?
I appreciate that everyone came in with still, I got to spit that shit. Thank you.
That's that good-ass energy, right?
That energy. And appreciate all the energy because I'm coming off of a hiatus. You know, life's been lifing, things been happening. We've been going through some things, you know, family-wise, people dying, this, that, and the other. But, hey, we just been doing us, trying to get it back together.
Already. That's what's up, man. We in the same boat, obviously. We coming back. We had a whole lot going on. And we just try to come back with that great energy. We hope that you guys feel it. And we just want y'all to know we receive the energy you guys are giving back. It's really making a big difference. It's just a big thing for us. So very thankful for you guys.
Thank you for the invite. You know, if I go ahead and get this off of me, because I've been trying to hold it in for a little bit. And this is coming from, it's a prompt from Queen Bee. She gave 7 words for us to spit for 7 minutes.
Okay.
It's about the judicial system.
Oh, that's what's up, bro. I'm going to let you do your thing, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
It's not coming. And I do with the right to remain silent, haunted by the anticipation, evidently expecting the unknown circumstances. These are triggering my PTSD, that past the slavery days authority. Elucidated memories, beneath closed eyes, inner screams of defiance of liberated justice, that judicial systematic system of a right to still innocence. Lord, grant them the wisdom and sovereignty based on the crime, not the color of their skin, you know, that 30 to life with a hand slap probation. structures of judiciary judge is not revolutionary. It's more like counterfeit contradiction. And that's the threat.
So, yeah, I see why you had to get that off your chest. You spitting that real, this is what's going on today shit. So, I mean, is this related to what you're saying you've been feeling?
Actually, no, not at all.
Okay.
That I've been feeling is family related. Like,
okay, gotcha.
My mom passed in November. My family divided. Supposed to been getting back some remains for my mom. Haven't got it. Family just treat me like a bad sheep. So, yeah. So it's I've been going through things. So
that's a lot.
So, I don't know how many people have parents passed away, and you have nothing to remind for your mom or your dad or anybody that's your parents. You have nothing, like no ashes, no death certificate, no rings, no memory whatsoever. My family went to my mom's house and sold everything. Mine had a cremated and it kept everything.
And I'm very sorry to hear that. I dealt with something similarly with my father. And the woman that he was with at the time basically it took everything. You know, even the flag that I was supposed to get, I was his only son. He was military, like I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was honor guard, so I knew how it went. And they were actually presenting the flag to me, and somebody said something, and this dude moved over to her and presented her the flag. Like, it was crazy. So it resonates. You know, I don't have any information about my father outside of just knowing him or my grandfather's name. I'm literally anything that I would have wanted to know about my father, I'd have to ask him. He's not here. So I do get that, where you're coming from. And it does suck. There really isn't anything that can console you on that. So, you know, I'm sorry that you have to deal with that. I just hope that time and other things can help heal that. It won't go away, but hopefully it'll help heal.
It ain't going to go away. It ain't going to go away from me until I put the rest of it on paper. And I'm writing that now because, these are my confessions. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? Shit, do your thing. Let them know. Let them know. You ain't got to play no games with them in
2023. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. And they're calling and thinking that I'm okay because, you know, I'm the one who forgives everybody in the family, but not this time. I'm tired of being y'all mad.
You know what? Sometimes you got to have that change. And, you know, we praying for you. We sending you get, you know, positive energy. Hope that you're able to make it through this.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Already.
Thank you for the
message. Indeed. Appreciate you coming through. So what we're going to do, we have a few people that want to spit again. So it looks like we have Lili, we have Joan, and Lady A. So what I'm going to do is take a quick little break here, play a couple songs, and come back and let you guys do your thing. So it's Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, and we're back. So we got a few people that want to spit. So we're going to go ahead and do it like this. We're going to bring in Lily. And then we're going to bring in Joe. And then we're going to bring in Lady A. And then we're going to bring in Anthony Arnold. And then I might go ahead and spit something. We're going to see if Kim want to spit. And that's how we're going to do it. So we're going to start off with Lily doing her thing.
This piece is titled Preston, an Ode to My Cake. Rich, milk chocolate exterior. Cool, more like room temperature, depending on the temperature of the room. Soft, but this nut has a few cracks. I would be remiss if I didn't give a disclaimer. I'm sweet, but with a bitter aftertaste. I could be decadent, but my recipe was tampered with. Salt was poured into the mix, ruined the once sugary treat. Now the ingredients must be kept a secret until a worthy opponent steps up to the plate and adds a key element to the inventory, the desire to create something phenomenal. See, if prepared properly, it would be a delight to delve into the delicacy of this deep dish that is moi. I exude joy within your taste buds. I'm very pleasing to the palate. One light bite in the right spot will cause my luscious lava to flow. Sticky, yet finger-licking. You love to lick it. Just wait until your dinner digests. This dessert should be consumed completely. No need to eat it neatly. On the contrary, it tastes better messy. I pair perfectly with Moscato. My cakes be busting. Who wants some? In peace.
Acrylic art. With nature as a backdrop, my easel felt at home. I gently moved my fan brush when clouds and land did form. A palette knife for images of wood, I'll carve his bark with a touch of red. Take a chance, it'll blend out good. Artistic license taken, free from numbered borders. It's okay to do a numbers thing, but this scene deserves less order. Water-based paint eases the cleaning process. I've dabbled in oils before, but to me it just felt heartless. But I'm no artist. I just speak through colors. I just speak through the coverage of my canvas. I just speak through the shadows of my madness. The color of my sadness is bolder than my smile. The color of trauma from thoughts of a child. The color of calm from a knowing mother's wiles. I paint acrylic images. I paint my lifelong scrimmages. I feel my choices are limitless. With the ease of my easel, I'm as free as an eagle flying on pretty board. Pretty bird, let your art free you. Boom.
She needed a man. Children were not in her plan. Egocentricities imagine riches provided by a man. Married three times, a doctor, an engineer, then her cousin, her financiers, a loving father and dispassionate mother, an only child she was smothered, pampered, spoiled, boarding schools, leather gloves and leather shoes. Children were not in her plan. She could not stand alone. She needed a man. Her choices were disastrous. We kids swept up the ashes. Mixed with tears and screams of terror, a feast for lives tortured forever. We heard, we watched, we traveled into the fiery pit, the one our parents lit. Children were not in her plan. She left us with her battle scars from the man who was our father. Fear was his name, a moniker crowned to be ashamed. His companion, Scotch, twisted his mind, empowered his fist. We four hysterically watched and stood as they stole our childhood. Children were not in her plan. End poem.
Sometimes people are not who they seem. It's not always flesh and blood. Not those who supposedly are. Those who are in a bloodline, family, those who touch your heart, who enlighten your soul, those who raise you up when you're down, those who make you laugh when you want to cry, who keep you going when sometimes you want to die. Sometimes they know you better than your own flesh and blood. A light in the darkness. A port in any storm. Some were just meant to be in your life. Closer than others. Not brother or sister. Just family. Portaraji. In peace.
When the city sleeps, I hear the acoustic onset of the city's slumber, and I zoom in. Attention stolen by the awe of how the layers of the day's skin grin at night. Steady, becoming flirtatious in a movement, its horizon rises in a blanket of serene blue auras, warm lavender scents, ravishing red symphonic vitals and midnight mysteries as the moon lights the stage and whimsically whispers to me, why, C? serious. Let me speak to you in prose, haikus, alliteration, free verse, and ballads, then scale me into your ink choreography and let me dance upon your ears until equilibrium are restored and balanced from tyrannical temples of taunted trials. See, when the city sleeps, flashing the remnants of a pen's nocturnal emissions against cerebral walls. Under the dams of expression break into rampant ink balls upon a page, into a mic, into art's muse that we know as life, as we float, as we stroke, as we write, into the calling of the night. We take flight, wings kissing stars, stars kissing sky, sky making love to a dreamer's eyes. As they drip timeless wine into cupped hands, diligently awaiting the exhales of mind prints, setting adrift in the clicking of pens, dipped within the most intense passion, for we are vessels here, us poor in peace.
She calls me master, like Bruce Lee, because the pussy gonna get these hands. Finger play makes legs kick like kitten play. Ain't gonna hurt nobody. But her body is wet and gushy, and it doesn't hurt that my fingers alternate slow and fast. I'm giving a master class, controlling the beat like Timberland. Can you hear her scream in the forest where timber lands? I can't deny it's justified, her timber lake. Makes a sound like mac and cheese mixed with an earthquake and not the comedic one. Although she does sometimes laugh uncontrollably after she comes, I don't come fast. I come last, unless she makes me come twice. She comes in concession like one long lecture, and the lesson, be it one or 100, there's no need to do the math. You see, you and her deal. Her pussy, it's giving me baths. You're texting WYD. She's asking me, why your dick? Giving all this sensation. Her mouth is giving dictation. She has an oral fixation. You got Twitter fingers. She makes sure her tongue has my kids over for dinner. You text asking what she has on. And that's the case. It's written all over her face. She doesn't have to say a word. We are not the same. Don't blame me. Blame the sheets with wet streaks that we leave behind in the places that we sleep. Blame the strokes. Not tachycardia, I mean. It does involve her heart, but this one is in her throat. I mean, there's levels and layers. I'm a throat slayer. I got dibs on her tonsils, might not be in her ribs, but these strokes come with defib, and even if I get a little rough, I don't mind beating all my holes up. There's no need to lie. She's not left bruised like a lover giving an excuse for a black eye. This isn't a ruse or a farce. You don't need a medical chart to understand that my dick actually has a heart. It just happens to beat in her. And that heart grew and bust the seams like the Grinch at Christmas. And even if you test the litmus, it's all wet and melted away. I broke her levee like paper mache. Machete might not be the best name for me because I'm cutting off all memories of past foods like bamboo and the rainforest of Saigon. I'm a vet, but not in Nam. But her explosions are napalm. It's hot in here, but whoa, Nelly. Her jelly resembles buckshot when I'm giving back shots. And I'm not here for free and all Kelly. But she comes more vigorously after I smack her ass when she seems like she's ready. I came for all the smoke, for all the water. So I man the boat. We float like clowns with red balloons. We live to die in monsoons. We dance with the devil under the pale moon. Since the moon controls the tide, I was built to ride. in her ways. And she waves her hand in the air like a pastor in the pulpit was preaching directly to her. And before someone screams blasphemy, she's not a Baptist, although she could have fooled me. Face splashed like I got woke from a wet dream, and her wet stream is literally reality, like Bitcoin, different streams of income. So in comes the caveat. When I come to plant seed, she deems as wealth in her, sings the God in me, gets on her knees and bows, not simply because I'm worthy, but also because she's blessed to be the one with whole generations of me on her lips to speak upon. The energy is so loud in here, you think the speaker's on. It creeps along neural pathways, call it Layla Hathaway, because when she says my name, it's not Ebonics, it's multiphonics, two pitches at once, like two satchel pages in the game, throwing twin flames down the middle. She looks over her shoulder because I done swung this stick so hard, I done knocked all this shit over with no time left on the clock. She falls asleep with her hand in the air like Jordan taking the last shot. You and her DM. Talking to yourself, texting, hey, we are cuddled, passed out in puddles, like the room just rained. Listen, we are not the same. We're the sus. Hey, we back. We having a good-ass time. Look, I'm going to bring Kim in because we at the end of the show here. Sis, what's that?
You know what? I know that, because you know what I'm about to say. You know what I'm about to say. I heard them be live.
Why after all of that? Uh-huh. We got two more callers on the line, though.
Now you want to be saved by the bell, huh? Now you want to be saved by the bell.
I was just having a good time. That's good energy.
This dude going to say cuddle, pass out in puddles like the room just rained. I'm fucking, you know what? I'm done with you. I'm done.
You know what? And that's appropriate because we got 901. Oh, the mic. We're going to bring 901 off in here. What's happening?
Y'all are cutting the fuck up.
You heard it, sis.
Look, I thought I was about to be the show killer, so I was like, fuck, I'm going to kill the show. I'm going to do my thing.
You heard the filth, Florin filth.
I came in on the show.
This fool gonna say cuddle in puddles like the room just rained.
Lord have mercy.
Who says that? See?
Cloud have mercy.
Encyclopedia ass head, Eric Fry.
Hold on. Now you gotta go call my whole name out in these streets.
The government. I had to bring the government out for that one.
Hey, y'all. I'm so sorry I'm late.
Hey, we glad you made it to the show.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to hear y'all again. And I miss y'all. And just glad to see y'all back on the air again, most definitely.
Indeed. Now I got to step in and take over heat job. But, you know, you got to tell the audience who's on the line. We know you. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he over there with the nastiness don't remember what he's supposed to do. So I got to step in, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, let everybody know who we got on the line, my sister.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion.
Let's get it. I'm ready.
So wow. What you gonna do with him? What you gonna do with him?
Listen,
All I can do is love him. That's my brother. You know, he
that's all you
he
do,
cuts
right?
up every now and then. You know, he cuts up every now and then. But you know, I love my love. That's my brother.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah.
Serena, we ready for you. It's been a long time. You know, this
I
is
know.
Our first show back, and we are ready to hear you because I already know you gonna. I'm ready. I'm ready, Keith. You ready, Keith? You ready? Because I'm ready, Keith. You
look,
ready?
I'm just ready to push mute because I need to get off here. I'm just ready to press mute so the mic is
on. Oh, man. Hold on, y'all. It came up. Oh, gosh. Give me just a second. It went away just that damn quick. Hold on. I'm sorry. Damn. Okay. Okay, let me do this one. My poet, we most certainly discussed his topics before he topped this. I love taking a ride upon his profound verses and, oh, how he causes me to passionately curse at his deep curves of his cursive words. See, I've always been a voyeur of his stanzas. I willingly drain him of his ink because he has plenty of refills to supply his ballpoint pen. And after I seductively strip for his lyrical scripts, I look forward to draining that pen once again. He causes my libido to crescendo. His plot thickens from the beginning to the ending. I look the hook of his bars, for he's my poetic superstar. So I show my support by making him feel as if his soul has sweetly ascended to Mars. I play with his pen, and he told me to be very careful. I didn't listen, and his ink made such a mess as it exploded into my hands and upon my dress. I was mesmerized as it dripped slowly. With his pen in hand, he tells me not to move as his eyes peruse my physique. Scientifically, he told me he was inclined to know what's on my mind. He touched me gently upon my forehead and opened my pineal gland, then claimed me as his own and as his muse. Deeper, I now see the deepest within his specific complete artistry. Now my senses have traveled beyond drawing. He has a beautiful way that he implements his calligraphy as he scribes me internally, and he creates the most sensual poems, profound sounds, and intriguing stories. And as he shares his inspiring thoughts with me, I become a devoted fan of his sublime lines that intoxicate me like fine imported wine. He's such a prolific, analytical, gentle, yet insatiable individual. He relaxes my mental, causing the anal part of me to become at ease, which allows me to de-stress. Then he valiantly carries my thoughts and this body to another level called bliss. Have you ever been stricken with the words of a poet? You will surely slip into his world before you know it. I'm like a moth to a flame, fueled by his desire. And I have more reasons to be than earth, wind, and fire. He petitioned for my permission to sign, date, and copyright me. I agree. Due to he successfully fulfilled my wants, my needs, and my scintillating fantasies. All rights are reserved for my poet. And oh, how he flows with it, and he knows this. In peace, butterfly, scorpion.
Yeah. You can't be talking about me. You can't be talking about me when you come through with a piece. I'm willing to drain him of his ink because he had plenty of refills in his ball point pen. Hold on. No. You can't say nothing about me. Look,
so silly.
I gotta bring Kim back for that. I gotta bring Kim back. See? You can't say nothing about me, Kim. You see what she just did? You see how she did that?
It was just an innocent poem about a person writing poetry and shit. I mean, come on.
It was not a thing innocent unless it's opposite day. What not a thing innocent about that poem. And the pen was in trouble. The pen needed a safe word in that poem. The pen needed a safe word. Pineapples. Pen needed a safe word. Pen was getting tore off the frame in that poem. The pen was getting tore off the frame in that poem. And the pen had no help. It was a done deal. Kim, if you're talking, you're on mute. You muted yourself.
I didn't even know. Listen, Serena, seriously,
you know you came in
and showed your whole ass, right? You know you did, right?
The moon is out tonight.
Yeah, you see the full moon. You know I posted it. Because she showed all.
Yeah, I know you done posted it. I know you done posted the moon ass.
He said, I love taking a ride on his profound verses. I willingly drain him of his ink because he has plenty of refills for his ballpoint pen. What is the entire?
See, we said the same line. We said the same line. Don't forget about the curves. What about some curves she was talking about? She's talking about the curves.
Go back to them curves. Go back to that line when you were talking about the curves. Go on back to that line. We're talking about them curves.
I love taking a ride upon his profound verses, and oh, how he causes me to passionately curse at his deep curves of his cursive words.
Come on.
The deep curves of the cursive words. Can't nobody talk about me.
I don't know nothing about deep curves. Somebody told me to write this. I don't know nothing.
I know damn well she did not say somebody told her to write
it. Kim told me to write this. That's what she did. Okay.
Where is the accountability tonight? Where is the accountability?
It's Kim's fault.
It's my fault now.
We need Kim to take accountability, apparently.
I'm not going to let y'all do this right. to me. I'm not going to let y'all come up and through here and do this to me, okay?
Go fire.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all hear them doing drive-bys on me? You see that? Just rolling up. You see that?
And look, and I was like, no, Kim, I can't write such things like that. And she was like, yes, you can write it.
But
like,
obviously, look how she changed the horse to that old innocent. What happened to the seductive Southern Belle voice we used to? She didn't hit us with it.
Exactly.
She is with the AT&T telephone operator voice and shit. She hit us with the customer service voice.
Hit us with the Becky.
The Becky.
That was definitely some Becky shit. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Cold blood.
I love pieces like that. I love when you say things without saying things and you let the mind dope piece. Definitely a thing.
Absolutely. The piece was crazy from, you know, beginning to end. You got all the metaphors. We also understand why, you know, they call you a beast, they call you the scorpion, because that whole poem stunned. I told you that pen in trouble. That pen need a whole, like, the venom sucked out of it. Anyway, we gonna go ahead and go to the next poem because this is we all.
I'm gonna get on back to this event page. Put me back on the event page where it's safe. Okay.
Y'all just being dirty. Just dirty. Just straight up dirty. Painting that innocent thoughts over here.
We appreciate you coming through to the show, Serena. Real talk though.
Love you, sis.
I appreciate y'all. Love y'all, too.
Already. All right, we're going to go to the last caller of the night, the real show killer. We got 501 in the building. You're there. We got you. What's happening, bro?
Oh, man. I'm just trying to make sure y'all was talking about me. All right. I'm like, man, this guy, he's going to be killing the gal or whoever she is. All right. This is Chester Jackson.
What's happening with you, brother, man? Good to have you back on here, man. It's been a long time.
Man, it's good to have everybody back on here, man. It really is. We've been
That's what's up, man. This has been a night. It was definitely needed. All this poetry, man. Everybody that's spitting. Like we have a Deidre, it looks like she might want to spit, so you might not have to take the pressure of being the show ender, show killer, but we're going to see about that right quick, man. But, man, how have you enjoyed the show so far?
You know what, man, it's been refreshing. It's like meeting the old friend again after a long time of being. Yeah, man.
That's what's
up,
man.
Let me go ahead.
All right, brother,
thanks,
we're going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Fascinated by the fact that the kids desire to be smitten out of their ecstasy, electricity. Her search for resonance was actually a string in search of a bow, looking to be pulled tight and plucked, if only for one night. She wanted to hear tales of heroic excellence laced with words of his self-magnificence. When it came to craft, she knew that no one could hand-deliver it like grapes into a hungry ear better than he. How could she form a nation? How could she resist or put up a protest that he loves her breast for the breath of his conversation? He babble, her milk trickles. And she says it'll be worth her weeks of lament because she knows tonight she will get no gin, and most likely she'll be driven like a rental by the foot of Grendel. Not even the hummingbird's wings and beats could hold a candle. And her panting is hardly audible. She has become a musical instrument, and tonight this bow could hear the music. And even when the levee busted, the waters did not rush. But they slowly engulfed everything they touched because their soft melodic shortness of breath was tied to her waters, and she did not wish to extinguish his wick or to have it flare out of control. So she cooled in his ear like a dove, just out of sight, because for once she just wanted to make love. And she calmed his inner beast with sweet ballads, while she unconsciously held at bay his savage instincts. With all her neurons firing, follicles perspiring, she's in another world, and her pheromones hung heavy in the air. Like candy, his nostril came, eating away his inhibitions and her migraine, making him squeal like a rusty cock high up atop of a wind vane, his fang twisting in her lightning in the middle of the rain. She's trapped in a grand mal storm, and he plants his back deep, staking her clam, whilst he kisses her deep from her head to her feet. And we'll see what water the perspiration brings as the geyser throat swells and spills as it's upside down. It goes high into the sky and dead into her inner space. Till the lawn, because when the snow blows in blizzardly, conditions, the milky precipitation covers the blemishes that meanders downstream in the slow motion, following the sling and impacting her well with life. And the child breathes. Boom.
Yo, I need you to come back for me and hit me with the lines where you started saying, how could she? Because you kind of like got real robotic and we couldn't really hear you, so I need you to give me that stanza back one more time. The how could she part?
That word. All right.
What, you can say that again? You kind of broke up again.
The word is called fulmination. It's to put up a protest to resist. And I'm about to put the line.
Okay.
How could she form a fulmination? How could she resist or put up a protest when mentally he rubs her breast with the breast of his breath with his conversation?
There you go.
He babble, her brook trickles.
Okay, I see, man. Y'all see, I didn't open the damn door, I guess. I didn't open the door to all the nasty people want to come out tonight and do their thing. But it's all good because that's what this show is for. You know, we can spit whatever you want, brother. You can spit whatever you want. But I see you. I see you over there. Got your nasty cap on tonight.
Man,
it was good
to do that here. It's been a minute, bro. It's been a minute.
Yo, it's been a minute, man. I didn't intend to spit nothing like that tonight. But you know what? That's the energy. And that's what we're doing tonight. We own that, man. So that's what's up, man.
That was from a prompt out of Barb's room, man. You know how she throw them crazy seven-word prompts, and that ended up popping out of there.
Oh,
yeah, man. Identity, treachery, prolific, resonance, smitten, ecstasy, formulation.
Real talk, man. Definitely appreciate you coming through, man. Hopefully next time we do this, man, you come back through. Me and Kim trying to come back, you know what I'm saying? We try to do our things. Hopefully we'll come to some of the shows that you guys got going on as well, man. It's been a tough one.
Oh, we're coming back too.
Already. Much appreciate. Well, you know, I see that you guys are going to do that, so you know, we're going to try to support as well.
All right, brother.
All righty. That was just Jay doing his thing. We're going to go up here and see if we have one more caller here. I think they want to do something. What's up, lady?
Oh, now
you want to spit again?
Oh, now you see me. Oh, now
hey, look, I had to see it on the event page. I told people to inbox me. I had to see it on the event page, all right? You know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I'm
going to
do this off the dome.
Okay, all right. Let's do your thing then.
Okay. She comes here all the time. The perfect place for her to drink her wine. And unwind, yeah, lights go dim, the sound fades in, gentle, smooth tempo setting the scene, sexy is how she describes it, that sweet, sultry music, sending beats across the room, it's changing the set, she's swaying to the bass, vibrating against her story. This music turns her on. Scream that sexy, sultry pheromone alongside some baritone tempo. The musician she fantasizes about places his instrument to his lips, changing the tune once again. And as this man clings to the saxophone, his fingers tickle those long notes she fantasizes. They're on the cliff. Following his movement, becoming soaked in the wet, she waits for the next swanky beat, visualizing how long his tongue is. This set changes and the lights go lower. Seductive music is echoing her sentiments. Slowly her thighs, they separate. They slide and she slides her hand under the table. Breathing and soakily saturated. The tempo screams as she begins to unwind. She arches her back, inserting two fingers. She continues to touch and watch and wait for the next beat. Gently her fingers play, her heartbeat, visualizing his face as her napkin. His fingers change, they cling, and exploding her climax silently. She never makes a sound, or even so the scene. Finally, she's unwound with a peak. She's back again next week, just not in the same place. Praying no one remembers her master, peace, pleasure, only her tapping feet.
I guess I didn't open up the floodgate. Oh, shit. Kim, come up off in here, man. Kim, come on now. Look, it's your fault. It's your fault, not mine. It's your fault. You got to come on down, fault. Kim. Look, you.
My fault. So we doing this drive-by again tonight. That's what we doing?
Look, I'm just saying, look.
We doing a drive-by.
If you got, if you made Serena do it, if you made Serena do it, you made Subliminal do it. That's all I.
Oh, it ain't had nothing to do with laying in puddles and, you know, like the room just rained. It ain't had nothing to do with that.
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't know what you're talking about. Subliminal, you didn't hear nothing like that, did you? You didn't hear none of that. You didn't hear none of that.
Yes, I did. I heard something about some soaking and being.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait a minute. This is about Subliminal.
Because you ended the speed round with your nasty time. You know what I'm saying? That just opened the door. You know what I'm saying? Then you and Serena want to do a 187 on me. You know what I mean? Just live.
I'm gonna be real. I thought I was gonna do that poor but walk off the show. I thought that was about to be.
That's what you thought. That's what you thought.
And then people start pressing one. I thought that was it. I'm like, go ahead and do this real quick, and that'll be the end of the show. I'm gonna walk off.
So you thought you was just gonna spin off your own show like that, huh? You thought you was gonna just spin off with no witnesses.
I just opened up the door. Like, I own it. I'd open up the door. Everybody that came with Mr. Nasty Time. Mr. Nasty Time, Mr. Nasty Time. Everybody was on the right time after that piece.
You already see it. But nah, sis, that was honestly off the dome. I gotta give you mad props. I give props to anybody who's able to do that. I want to get better at that, but I got to trust myself enough to do it. So mad props to you. It was sexy. It was sensual. I love the scenes that you gave us. Like, I felt like we were in the room. I felt like we were there watching each scene as you gave it to us. That was fire to be able to do that so fluently.
Thank you. Now I got to go back and listen to the show and write it down.
Thank you. Right. It's not very many people that can do that with that flow, with that cadence off the dome. You definitely need to go ahead and write that down. Get that together.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was fire.
Yes.
I'll be sure to post the playback to you. Make sure you get it.
Already. Look here, everybody who's listening, look, we really appreciate y'all coming out to this show. This show has been everything we needed it to be.
Yes.
The whole thought process was, you know, it was anxiety, it was so much going on, you know.
Man.
With the thought of how do you do a show without Taraji. And I'm going to tell you, she's been here the whole time. Because the energy has been just like she was here. I'm laughing. It's really been just like, you know, she never left. And we thank you guys for being here for that. Because without you guys, we wouldn't have that. We wouldn't have this whole family atmosphere. We wouldn't be able to have a reunion every show like we do. So just as much as you guys missed us, we missed y'all. This was a great night for me. And let you end it with Kim and what you got to say.
Yeah, I just want to say, just going off of what you said, leading up to the show, just the thought of knowing we want to bring the show back, but the when is the right time? And, you know, when you enter into something, and it's three, and then now it's two, you wonder about the energy. What is it going to be, what it's going to be like? Is it going to take away from what we do? How do we keep her memory, lifted as we go on? And I just appreciate the energy that y'all all brought, letting us know how much you appreciate us, you miss us, how much you poured into us this evening with all of your pens and all of your creativity. You gave us just as much energy as we gave y'all, and I really appreciate that. So one love on Mike. Everybody, y'all did a hell of a job tonight. Showed your poetic asses. You know, I got the drive-by done on me, but it's all good. I'm going to recover. I got you, Keith. I got you.
I mean, shit, you the hurricane. You know, it can't hit the wind. You can't hit the wind. Ain't nobody tripping off you. You can't hit the wind. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know. With that being said, you know, this has been a great show. This is Renaissance Poetry on the Epiphany Radio. And we're going to end it with Lucky Day in Earth, Wind, and Fire to take us out. We'll see y'all next time in 2 weeks. Peace and love. One love.
Peace and love.
We out.
Tell me, baby.